stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. The secret to my weight loss goes in three parts. One of those parts is what I ate every day, what I eat every day, what I swear by. It's Verda. It comes in three flavors: chocolate, vanilla, berry. Where do you buy it? My website, www.atreve-tisandtom.com. I've been eating this every day for 3 years. It changed my body. It changed my life. Verda, a variation for the word green. In Spanish, it's verde. In French, it's verde. In my language, it's weight loss. I want to run too, and I want to make things happen, and I want you to make things happen, and I want you to do it with a resolute will of determination that is unbreakable. It is the year almost 2015, and before you sit down to make those resolutions, I wanted to talk to you for a little bit. Thanks for the privilege. The word resolution is a noun. For me, it's a verb. Just like love. It's a verb. Gotta make shit happen. Noun, a strong will, determination. That's the first one. The second one, a state of being resolute. The third one, a statement of intent, a vow. And then right underneath that, funny enough, it says, by February, most New Year's resolutions are forgotten. My resolution is to cut back on the fast food this year. And that is precisely what I don't want to talk about, because that is meaningless, because it's just an idea. An idea without an action is pretty much someone in a graveyard. It's worthless. The best ideas, the greatest people, are in a graveyard. Inventions that were not ever discovered, ideas that were not ever effected, hopes, aspirations, never acted upon. You'll find those in a graveyard. And I'm sure you'll find them on a lot of pieces of paper throughout the entire universe on 11 o'clock, December 31st of every year. This year, we're going to make shit happen. Okay? We're going to embrace the pain of making shit happen. I know I've got my list. I'm already planning the attack. Now, when you go to an accounting firm, you pay for financial planning in the last 2 months of the year. And this is pretty much a view, a bird's eye picture of what's going to happen in the following year, financially speaking. Well, we're going to do the same thing for our resolutions because they're just as important. I want a bird's eye view of what my next year is going to feel like, taste like, be like. And you know who I have to turn to? Myself. Not my accountant, not my neighbor, not my mom, not my dad, myself. Am I going to fail? I'm human. And we know humans are multidimensional. And what do I do when I fail? I rise again and I fight. If I fail again, what do? I rise again. And eventually I won't have to fight because I'm going to realize the dream. I'm going to achieve the goal. I'm going to make the change. In pain, you find greatness. Pain is greatness if you embrace it and you love it and you turn it into a positive, a prize. It's easier to stay down. Okay, it's easier to lose. It really is. But you have to harness your will and make it happen. You can't be not specific when you're writing or recording the resolutions. You need specificity, okay? Because you need to say, I want to lose 22 pounds, not I'm going to lose some weight. You got to hold yourself accountable. You can make affirmations. You can record it, play it over and over again right before you go to sleep, make posters, put them in places, bathrooms, mirrors, that only you see. The truth is you're not going to lose 22 pounds. You're not going to stop smoking. You're not going to engage in that relationship or lose that relationship in the first 10 seconds of the year 2015 or in the first week or month, because it's the little things done well on a daily basis, day after day, and it's only one day at a time, that are going to affect these changes. It's embracing the will to be repetitive, to be consistent. There's 86,000 seconds in one day. And if you do those things day after day, one at a time, you're not going to fail. Where your focus goes, without a doubt, your energy flows. Hold yourself accountable. It's that self, it's a transmission of love for self, okay, that makes the resolve more valuable. So be grateful to yourself first when you're writing your resolutions, when you're recording them. Say thank you to myself, because I do want to be at a better place professionally, or I do want to stop smoking, or I do want to be healthier. First, you have to say thank you to yourself, and then you're going to make that resolution more valuable. That's number one. Number two, you're going to record it. Number three, you're going to understand that there is going to be some inconvenience, some uncomfortable. It's not comfortable, okay, to make a change. And if you are comfortable, then you're not making the change. Sacrifice is not always comfortable, okay? It's usually very uncomfortable, but you must embrace it. The perfect opportunity, time, and situation for a change is not December 31st at midnight. It's right now. I want to make a change today. I want to make a change 2 months from now. We just use this, historically speaking, as a good opportunity to make the change. Well, if you don't make the change properly, you're going to find yourself in the same place next year, December 31st, 2015, when we're looking towards 2016. So why not break the cycle and make it happen? Instead of being average, be phenomenal. Instead of being just good, be great. Turn the dreams into a reality. Stay in the game. No one's going to make that happen for you. No neighbor's going to come and say, knock, knock, knock. I'm going to make this happen for you. Mom and dad, they're not going to make it happen for you. You got to make it happen for you. Who's the worst enemy? Is you. You. You got to hold yourself accountable. You got to be kind to yourself too. Because when you fail, and you will fail, you'll fail yourself. It's okay. What do you do? You get back up again. You rise again. So when you're writing these resolutions, be aggressive. Step out of the comfort zone. Make the perfect time, situation, opportunity. Go beyond what you've already mastered, okay? Go above and beyond what you already own. Dig deep, be fearless, and make an aggressive list of New Year's resolutions. Be aggressive. Don't be afraid. In financial planning, the accountant's going to say, well, you can have this net worth, or you can have this net worth if you do this, this, and that. So today, when you're writing your resolutions, you can achieve those goals, those dreams. You can make those changes if you do this, 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 and that. And what I suggest you do is, underneath each resolution, be candid, be grateful. Write down what you're going to face to make those things happen. Say them over and over again. Start resolving to get through them. First, mentally, emotionally, and then write them down. It's very important to write them down so you can visualize them. Put them all over the house. Play them over and over again on a recorded device. We have so many of them. Don't forget to be happy. Be happy in your resolutions. Love the pain that you're going to face. You're going to face pain. Nobody doesn't want to lose weight in the United States of America. It's painful. Isn't there a relationship you want to better? Or maybe end? Or maybe start? Those are painful choices. Maybe you have a big professional choice to make. Maybe you've got a great goal. Maybe you've got a promotion you're seeking. Maybe you've got to make a change with parenting. Maybe you want a baby. Those are all things that are very doable, as long as you've got the right plan of attack, the right financial planning to back it up, and most of all, the will. The will. You must have an open mind and understand Rome was not created in a day. It's the little things that you do well, day after day, one day at a time, allowing yourself the knowledge that there's 86,000 seconds in one day. It's New Year's Eve in, 5 days? You've got time plan, to write, to concoct, to deliberate, and to make yourself what you want to be. I'm right behind you, brother. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders, they're yogis, they're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors, with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.